Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show. The most recognizable sound for you, what is it? 888-888-9976. Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We were talking about this earlier, how you can hear a certain sound, you know exactly what it is. Now, in our family, if you don't know, my wife and I have a daughter, Abby Grace, is diagnosed with some special needs. She's 18 years old now. Mm-hmm. But it's like been having a three-month-old for, 18 years. She has a feeding pump. And so this little thing pumps food into her tummy, and it beeps when it's done. I hear this in my sleep.
Oh.
We'll be somewhere where we're even not even near Abby. I think I hear it beeping.
it's goodness.
It's just in there. Yeah. It's ingrained. And maybe it's because this thing that goes, alert, alert, you have to go do something now. You know?
Yeah. It's like when you think how you feel or hear your phone in your pocket, but you don't have your phone with you. Yeah.
That happens all the time. I'm like, I think my leg is vibrated. Oh, I don't even have my phone in my pocket. It's just weird. Family Life Radio.
Hi. Sounds that are instantly recognizable. Pop Tops when you're opening a soda.
Opening up a can of soda. Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. This is Irene, and I'm just telling you guys, have a wonderful day. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you,
Irene. What are you up to today?
I just got home from taking my son to work, and I'm fixing to go back in the house and eat breakfast.
Oh.
What's for breakfast?
Yeah. I'm
peanut butter and jelly, probably.
PB&J for breakfast.
Yum.
Sounds good to me.
Love it.
I guess really, everything that's involved in that is sort of breaksty. Mm-hmm. Jam, jelly, peanut
butter
on toast.
Get the protein.
That's right.
That's good.
Get after it. Now I want a Coke.
And I want a PB&J.
Hey, the sound of a Coke pouring. Oh,
fizz, yes.
All right. Okay, enough of that. Losing a pet. That is tough. It's not easy. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I was thinking, guys, veterinarians, they deal with this all the time.
Yes.
Having to put pets down.
That has to be incredibly difficult. Yeah. I saw this vet talking about this online. It was an older dog this family had. They found out he had cancer, and it wasn't going to be long, and so they decided to have the vet come to the house. You can sometimes arrange for that. And this couple had a six-year-old, and they thought it would be important for him to be there for this, just to process it, experience it, get his emotions out. And the vet was watching this little boy named Shane, and he's like, he was petting the dog, and he just seemed calm and collect. And he was like, does he understand what's going on? Is this clicking in his head? And then Belker, the dog, was gone. And this little boy didn't seem to have any trouble with it. And the family's like, bawling, and they're like, why? Why do our dogs not live as long as we as people do? It's so hard to say goodbye. And this little boy goes, I know why. And everybody turns and they're like, what on earth could a six-year-old possibly know about this? And he said, people are born. I'm not going to be able to say this. People are born so they can learn how to live a good life. Loving everybody all the time and being nice. Dogs already know how to do that.
Oh.
So they don't have to stay as long as we do.
Wow.
Boy. That's pretty powerful. Time change. If you live outside the state of Arizona, spring forward, you lose an hour.
And man, why does that hour make such a difference?
It does. You literally feel horrible for several days.
Days?
Yes.
Try months.
Really?
No. Well, okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
I grew up in Arizona, so I have escaped this.
It is
terrible.
Yeah, this Arizona is the only place I've ever lived where we didn't do that. And springing forward is just the worst. I always enjoy falling back because you get an extra hour to sleep.
Right.
Springing forward, for some reason, just messes you up. And there are doctors rallying against daylight saving time. They say it's not healthy for you.
There are more,
at all.
There are more heart attacks.
More strokes, yep.
There's more accidents that week.
Yes.
Really? There's,
this is a bad thing.
Sally, we need our sleep.
Yeah, what? So either change your clock to a daylight savings time and keep it there, or keep it on standard time all year.
Or move to Arizona and don't deal with it.
I wanted to know why Arizona never... Oh, I just figured it out. Never mind.
Why?
Well, why they never took part in this. But I know. Uh-huh. I know. It just hit me.
What?
Okay. When it's 120 in the summer, do you want another hour of daylight?
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what is bringing you joy? Call right now, 888-888-9976. Brianna's with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm on my way to my new job. I just started on Monday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been on my plans of action in the last 7 years.
And now it's come to pass.
Yeah, and it's all because of God and prayer. So I just wanted to share that. There's so much power in prayer. Every day, moment by moment, you just have to allow God to lead you and take his hand step by step. And when things look down and hopeless, just remember he will never leave you or forsake you. And to take his hand and to trust that he will make all things intended for evil. Mm-hmm. They will work together for the greater good for those who love God.
Amen. That's awesome.
You're a living testimony of what you're speaking of. That's amazing.
Thank you. Oh, I'm going to write books and songs. I'm in the process of writing a song.
Oh, wow. Man.
Love it.
Got a lot going on
there. Would you like to hear it?
Sure. Oh, yeah, sing us a couple of verses.
You're my comfort, you're my sovereign, always in control. You defeat the ones who cripple me and steal love souls. You're my protector, my defender, Lord, we all are yours. Jesus, help us, must defend us while we win this war.
Wow, I didn't know we were doing a talent show this morning.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that was at a four-way stop sign.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Hey, I'm Maddie Mullins. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
We had Devon call in earlier and nominate somebody. She's homeless, living on the streets. Said she's just an amazing person. And just wondering, can someone help out? Because, you know, maybe put her up in a hotel or in some other way. Also found out that she is disabled. So, you know, we were wondering, maybe we can help out in that area as well. Maybe get her some disability. I guess she's tried. And so this is pretty awesome. I've been told someone is on the phone that wants to help out with this.
Ooh, okay.
Isn't this fun?
Yes.
I sure love it when this happens. And by the way, when you hear these Love Your Neighbor nominations, if it strikes a chord with you and you're like, yeah, maybe I could do something to help out, by all means, give us a call. Let's get you hooked up with the person that's been nominated. Good morning. Hello.
I'm just calling about the homeless woman out of Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah. Devon nominated Kim, and Kim is apparently living on the streets. Well, who is this?
My name is Christy. I live in Jonesville, Michigan.
Okay.
I would just like to donate 2 hotel nights for her for tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh.
While we're having this big snowstorm.
Wow.
That is so kind.
I was homeless a few years ago, and God has more than blessed me in the last few years. I moved back home after being homeless. I am now married to a wonderful man, and we own an autism center in Michigan, the first of its kind, and I just want to bless someone else.
Wow. So you know firsthand what it's like to be homeless.
Unfortunately, yes.
Wow. How incredibly kind of you.
It is.
Yeah.
And I love that. I just always love when God confirms that these struggles that we go through, they're not for nothing. And the way that they enable us to connect and empathize and help other people is
absolutely
so incredible.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was just praying this morning that God would lead me. And I always listen to Family Life. It gets me through everything. And I heard this and I 100% felt led. So I'm hoping maybe more people can help, maybe with one night or 2 nights, and we can get her off the streets for a little respite. So
I love that. Wow. Yeah. And apparently she is also disabled. So if somebody listening now is an attorney or knows one that could help her maybe get some disability as well, be awesome. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Appreciate
this is huge.
You.
Yes. All right. Well, hold on here, Alex. We'll get your info and we're going to set you up. That's awesome.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for what you guys do.
Oh, thank you. What a blessing. You. Get ready for some Irish.
Okay.
The band We Are Messengers. We had an opportunity to get together with Darren from the band. And what an amazing story this guy has on, first of all, how his wife came to Christ, then how he came to Christ. But listen to how his wife came to Jesus. Listen to this.
So I had walked through atheism and adultery and seasons of drunkenness and arrogance and blasphemy and violence and all kinds of things. And my girlfriend at the time, Heidi, who's my wife, I was in America playing in a screamo rock band. Long story short, she fell in love with Jesus in a very radical way. He transformed her life completely. She was wrestling with depression and eating disorders. She had a father who was wrestling with alcoholism. And then I was in America cheating on her. And it was a very weird thing. This was 20 years ago. And these two Brazilian girls called Danielle, I both invited her to church on the same day in the same church. And it was a really weird thing. And she went. Anyway, long story short, she fell in love with Jesus. I came home from America about a year later and I walked into the kitchen in Dublin and I asked her to marry me. And I've told her this and it's a hard conversation, but I told her, I didn't ask you to marry me because I loved you. I just didn't know how to love anyone. I was so far. She said yes. We made some choices in our lives about how we were living. Again, we were two relatively young folks who weren't Christians living together. So we were doing the things that, you know, you would do if you didn't know who God was. And we made choices about we would stop doing those things before we get married. I was an atheist, didn't believe God existed. But God started to honor the change in my actions. And a few weeks before we got married, we went to a little church. Pastor every Sunday night preached the same message. For God so loved the world, you're a sinner, you need redemption. And it all sounded nice, but I'm like, that's not for me. Like, this God thing is nonsense. And then one night, he said the same thing again. And my bones shook. They rattled inside my body. I'm telling you. Because for the first time in my life, I knew who I was. I knew how dirty, how wretched, how sinful I really was. I knew my place, and the place I deserved was death. But the gift of God is that He takes you from the place you deserve to a place of honor with Him. And so I got to accept that, and I accepted that salvation. And a year later, first time God ever spoke to me, and He said, go and tell your wife everything you've ever done. And I went home and I told her of all these things. I expected her to push me away and call the marriage off and all of this. But no, she put her arms around me. She said, I love you and I forgive you. And then I fell in love with God.
Hanging out with this guy.
In every high, in every low, on mountains, tops, down broken roads, you're still my rock, my hope remains. I rest in the arms of Jesus, come what may.
Darren Mulligan is with us from We Are Messengers. You know, as a follower of Christ, do you feel dissatisfied or, you know, not content with where you are right now? This is what he had to say about that.
My wife found God when I was dating her. She led me to Jesus as a 27-year-old. I wish I was a very different man now than I thought I would be. When I started following Jesus, I thought I'd be a much better human than I actually am. There's an Irish singer and he has a song and he says in the song, he says, it doesn't matter how far we run, we all return to form. So he's talking about returning to form as in a horse, right? As in horse racing. And I was listening to it on the airplane a couple of days ago. And I remember thinking, yeah, I'm a different horse, but I still have a tendency to return to the same form that I had when I was without Jesus. And so I got a bit frustrated with myself. Really, Jesus, 13 years of walking with you, and the progression has been very subtle and very slow at times. And he reminded me that his mercy is new every morning. And you see, the cool thing is, I mightn't be changing that much. I am, but not as much as I'd hoped. But the great news is that he never changes at all. And so the same mercy that was present 13 years ago is present today. And so my wife and I walk on this idea that our lives aren't about us, they're about a God who is greater than all of our petty insecurities and sin and failings. And so we're kind of weird. We're strangers in the promised land. There you go.
Isn't that awesome? Oh my gosh, the full interview is amazing. What a humble guy to say, you know, I thought I'd be a better person. You know, wishing he was.
We all think it. It's hard to say it, though.
I know.
Yeah.
So humble. Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day, the good stuff that God is doing in your life. We'd love to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976. And who's this?
My name's Khadidra. I'm calling from Arizona.
Khadidra?
Yes.
That's a cool name. I like it.
I hear that so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, tell us your story.
Yes. So I actually just went through a divorce.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So God has sustained me. I'm a single parent of three, and he sustained me for the most part in my right mind. You know, and I'm not resentful or bitter towards my husband. I pray for him. He told me, you know, he had a baby 2 months after we got the divorce, and God healed me. He shielded me, and he's kept me the entire time. So I'm very grateful for that. And I'm 25.
Oh, wow.
You've done a lot of living for a few years.
I know. Haven't I?
Yes.
Oh, and this is the last thing. My bankruptcy and divorce finalized on the same day.
Oh, my.
So that was when I tell people that, yeah, that's the reaction I get, but in my heart, I felt God spoke to me that this is closing that chapter and entering a new one.
You have the most adorable personality. I just want to tell you that. Yeah. You're so fun to talk to.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
And you've got amazing perspective.
Yes.
You know, even going through all of that. Wow. It's amazing faith.
It sounds like a lot when you talk about it, but I promise you, I feel like God, if I'm talking to the enemy, my word will be like, that's it? That's all you got? Like, I feel like I came out of it.
I think that you are the personification of joy is not a result of your circumstances.
True.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Well, you know, you just said that, and I was about to quote that too, and I think that's how you get through those tough times. You have to go to joy.
Yeah.
Or else you don't have the same strength.
Yeah. It's literally him. Like, when I cry, I ran to him, and that's the secret. He's there. Like, really, really is.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
No problem.
Had an opportunity to hang out with Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers.
Don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side. And don't go thinking you're the only.
All right. Wait, you know what? When you're down, when you're not happy, when you're frustrated, when you're upset, how do you get joy? We asked Darren that question. What a great answer. Listen to this.
I'm finding joy in the letting go. I would say at 41 years old, I have more joy in my life than I've ever had because I've learned to let go. I've learned to open up my hands and let God take things out of them and put things into them, whatever he chooses. And I've learned to be okay with that, even if it doesn't make sense to me. And I have realized that my value is not found in my achievements, but my identity truly is found in being the son of a really good father. And so I don't have to be afraid, and I can be free, because whom the son sets free is free indeed. Yeah, that's where my joy is at.
I love that.
I do too.
Letting go, and I think what he's saying is you make certain things important that you just need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to God.
Yeah, the freedom there. Oh.
That's
so
right.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you didn't, email Misty at FLR. Oh, sorry. Hey, if you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.